ABC's Hostinon Rep. Omar, GOP trying to censure a woman of color rather than clean known house height of hypocrisy. By Pam Key on June 14, 2021. ABC legal analyst Sunny Hostin told her co-hosts Monday on ABC's The View that Republicans trying to censure Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, for her tweet was the height of hypocrisy. Co-host Whoopi Goldberg said, "Republicans are calling for a censure of Congresswoman Ilhan Omar for tweeting. And I quote, we must have the same level of accountability and justice for all victims of crimes against humanity. We've seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan and the Taliban." She clarified she was referring to an investigation by the International Criminal Court that names all of them. "What do you make of this latest attack on Omar, Sunny? Is she not entitled to her opinion as the GOP is entitled to theirs?" Hostin said, "This is just more of the same of the GOP's strategy of attacking the squad, of attacking women of color, of attacking Ilhan Omar in particular. It's evidence of their Islamophobia. It's evidence of the fact they think she won't be protected by her caucus." Nancy Pelosi was on CNN early in the morning on Sunday on Dana Bash's show. She made it clear that the Democrats are supporting her, that the caucus is supporting her, and she made that clarification's clarification and that it is end of story. She added, "This is nothing new from the Republicans. I wish I saw a lot more of that energy against Marjorie Taylor Greene and perhaps Lauren Boebert. And perhaps Josh Hawley and his role in the insurrection. Perhaps they need to vote on a commission to investigation on January 6th instead of being the cowards they've been. It's really the height of hypocrisy that they are getting together. Banding together to try to censure a woman of color rather than sweeping up their own house, which is just at this point irretrievably dirty. It's pretty despicable, but it is just par for the course for this Republican caucus." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.